Well, hi everybody. Happy Saturday. It's actually a Saturday down here in Southwest Florida. I'm Marco and
I'm Angel Renee.
And we are Miami Swings the Podcast. It's been a couple of weeks since we did a podcast.
It has, and we've had so much going on.
Yeah. That,
you know,
Naughty in New Orleans was our last podcast. Can you believe that?
Was it really?
So let's do a disclaimer real quick. This is a podcast for persons over the age of 18. So please, if you're under the age of 18, turn it off.
Yes.
What else?
Well, we are not educators. We're not here to educate you today. We are here for entertainment purposes only.
And to make you feel sexy and naughty, just like we do, we actually have just had super, super fun. We have a new sponsor. And it's swingersbox.com. That's SWINGERS.com. Swingersbox.com. And it says be naughty. And this, and actually you're going to see an advertisement for it at the end of this podcast. So please stay tuned. Watch it. So we actually do our very first unboxing of swingersbox.com. We got our very first box in the mail. It was super exciting. This is really designed for swingers to have a lot of fun. And you know that because they send you a box of 10 condoms along with a box of dare cards which tell you to do naughty things with naughty people and dice that say lick the nearest person's inner thigh, stroke somebody's nipples. So anyway, it comes with a whole bunch of really cool stuff as well as dildos and anyway,
yeah,
I could go on. Watch the commercial at the end of this particular podcast. We can't even believe that we got all of this stuff from swingersbox.com. It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so super excited.
Oh, yeah. Angel Renee is going to be very, very busy this afternoon. We're actually, so they sent us this glass dildo. And the very first thing Angel Renee said was, can we please put it in the freezer so I can have some fun with it?
I wanted to put it in the freezer and then run it up and down my leg very slowly.
What a lucky boy I'm going to be.
I'm begging for more.
Can you believe it? I'm going to be so lucky. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been a while. We've actually just had the hurricane come through here in Southwest Florida. And it was pretty harrowing, and I just wanted to make sure the numbers were counting, because my eyes are not good enough to see the camera.
What numbers?
You know, the timer.
Yes, it has.
Oh, it is actually moving.
Oh, I've been watching it.
Unfortunately, my eyes are terrible, and I can't see. So we happen to have got, Hurricane Irene?
Oh, Idalia.
Idalia just came through, and fortunately it made the golf course was beautiful because now they've been out cleaning it all morning. It looks spick and span and lovely. So we've just gone through that. I know lots of parts of Florida, the upper panhandle, didn't fare so well. And that's really, really sad. Hurricanes are awful on local communities and economies.
Yeah, they're rough and we're getting so many. We got lucky this year, but you know, everyone's in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, so it was nice to get this in the mail. It actually feels sexy. With all the bad news, it was nice to get some great news and open this today.
Yeah, those pesky hurricanes can take your erection away for a day, can't they?
They really can.
You don't expect it because, so listen, we went shopping and guess what I came home with? The most important things. I came home with candles and wine. Like, I'm like, should I have gotten water and protein bar?
So we went to the store
and a lighter.
And all we did was literally buy candles and liters of wine,
yes,
thinking,
just in case.
If the power's out and we have to hunker down, what do we need? Condoms, candles, and wine.
So, you know, not to bore everyone, but we did go through, I can't remember which one, when we were living on Hollywood Beach, and we got hit bad, we all did. And that was when we did have to pull out cash, and we were buying the cheap.
It was like the old days, right? You had to use real money.
Yes, well, and stores were closed. There was no fresh produce, nothing frozen. So, yeah, we were, like, rushing just to get a bottle of wine.
Well, it makes you wonder, when this hurricane comes through, how many babies are going to be born 9 months later?
I don't know.
Because you know, a lot of people, they've got nothing to do, no electricity, nowhere to go.
Well, if they have a sex box, they're sitting there with, 10 condoms somewhere around.
Ten condoms, a cock ring.
So if you had your swingersbox.com, you would have had 10 condoms, and for, I don't know how much it is a month, but it's not that much. You would save the cost of raising a child.
Well, fortunately, I think the very first box that you purchase is no shipping. and about 35% off, and that's $69 a month. So that's a great deal.
Okay. So
what's been going on in your swinger life recently?
We took a month break. I needed a month break.
So anyway, so this is actually what happened. After Naughty in New Orleans and all the orgy rooms and all the sex.
Oh, the plus one room. Oh my God.
So this is actually what happened. We came back, and obviously everybody knows that I talk over Angel Renee and I am very bossy. So we came back, and the first thing, as soon as the plane landed, I'm like, okay, great, let's set up some dates, let's go have sex with people, let's go have some fun, let's meet some randoms, let's go to the club. And Angel Renee was like, okay, slow your brakes and let's all take a minute off, right?
Well, so let me be unsexy, but let me be real.
Was it your vagina? Was it broken?
No, let me be honest and be real. We did a Vegas, we did at home hot wifing. We've been doing movies. We did it in Naughty Lawrence. We had 2 months of like family coming to town. And you know, for the first time, I'm really learning that the lifestyle is a lifestyle. It's for life. It's not a sprint, right? It's a marathon. So I said, listen, can we wait until after certain events are done and then start talking about swinging? And you made it, what, four weeks? It was the first 2 weeks were really tough for you. But now here we are. Guess what daddy's planning?
So Angel Renee, we actually did two production porn movies for our OnlyFans pages and our ManyVids pages. To obviously we sell porn now, so we create porn and we sell it. And actually we made two, almost, one was a 30 minute production movie, Hot Wife Life number 2, and then we did Hot Wife Life number 1, which was about 45 minutes of hot wifing. Anyway, so we did those, so we had plenty of sex during the last month. So Angel Renee told me to hold my horses, slow everything down, take a minute, and for us.
They're learning with us.
So we've been having lots of sex. So Angel Renee told me, she said, Marco, my vagina's taking a month off.
My brain.
So she told me not to talk about hot wifing or swinging or hotel hookups and resort hookups and stuff like that. So actually it was going to be 2 months, but she did tell me, and so I waited patiently for the 30 days, and the other night she told me that I could book she gave me a choice. She said, you can hook us up with a couple to have sex with, or you can hook us up with a hot wife experience, a guy to have sex with. It's entirely up to you. You make the choice, but we can do that at the end of this month. So I got super excited and already started planning, found some peoples, and that's all good and on its way. And then the following night, she said, you know, I might give you 2 hits next month. So potentially we might have 2 dates coming up.
Who pays attention to their wife when they're drinking Pinot Grigio?
Yeah, normally,
I had a glass and a half of wine. Who
normally I wouldn't pay attention, but when she said you could have 2 dates next month, I was like, oh, really? I remember that. I should have had the phone out and recorded it.
That's the kind of stuff you need to be recording.
So keep hold of those. You're going to be needing them in the upcoming months. Lots of condoms.
Oh, he's not kidding.
Actually, I wore a condom just the other night when we were having sex, just to see how it would kind of, remember when we was...
That was a couple weeks ago,
It was like strangling my penis.
Yeah, that sucks.
I use Trojan, but even then it feels like it's just strangling that baby.
That's a shame.
It really numb. You know, when we did that interview with the Hot Wife Hunter, he did say that, you know, when you put a condom on, your penis is really in its own world then, because it's very hard to, it doesn't know what the brain's doing or what anything's doing, because it's just in there, in a bag, tight, and you just hope it stays nice and hard, because a condom really does change the feeling and the process of having sex. It's kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer.
And a lot of them say that they're natural and feel good and thin and blah, 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 but they all still just do strangle the penis, especially if you're a little larger.
Maybe we need to do a little more due diligence. Maybe we need to do some R&D. Like, let's buy a few different brands and sizes.
What a great idea.
And just see if maybe one of them is better than the worst, the best of the worst. I know you.
So we could do a condom show, and talk about, no, we really couldn't, because then it's brand, then we're using brand.
No, I mean, even just for me and you.
Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun.
As you guys can tell, we do not plan these podcasts.
I know. How about I have a line of seven guys, all with a different condom on. They can all have sex with you.
This
and you
is
can,
about you
You can
choosing.
See if you can guess what kind of condom they're wearing.
No, the whole point was to try to help you. But
yeah, no, actually,
that,
that's a good
the
idea.
The last time we did use one was the, one of the only times I've ever been like, oh, I do not like this. They, yeah. There was a funny smell and taste, and I know they put it on there to try to make it like, I know they were trying to do something with it, yeah. But I did not.
Wasn't there one recently that you had sex with someone and it had a really good taste?
Yes, that was in Naughty New Orleans.
And the guy's condom.
It tasted like and smelled like strawberries. So, it was so delicious.
We had a play experience with this guy. And afterwards, the only thing that she could say, I was like, how big was he? Did you enjoy it? Did he play with you really good? And she's like... Well, just so you know, I really like the taste of the condom.
It was so good. Yeah. It was delicious. Yeah.
At least you were...
And I remembered it, too.
You remember in the condom and not
and
the guy.
There was a lot of, like, going on.
You remember the guy? What did he look like?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I think I know. I think I actually know, but I'm not 100% sure.
They all
mix together. Okay, yeah. So enough about that. So now, okay, so we've covered the hurricane. We've covered the swingers box.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I am like, okay, so I don't know, I get another box every month, but...
So every month, they do a 12-month subscription.
I look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to getting a different style glass penis or play toy every month. I can't even imagine what kind of things they're going to send us, to be quite honest.
Well, so the fun thing about this, I actually wouldn't even... I would let you consider doing, like... Like a beautiful, simple cabinet or something. Because these are really
You imagine
pretty.
If there was little lights in the cabinet to
like
shine
white,
down on
white
them?
Velvet or something.
That
yeah.
would be really cool. Like,
yeah. Anyway, okay.
So if we had a swinger party, people could come in and they could pick their own glass dildo to buck or to play with.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Actually, sure, why not?
You imagine? You roll a dice and then you
these
you pick...
put in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's the great thing about things like that you really can share them and you just clean them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It was sounding like a commercial.
Yeah, I know. So tell me what you're looking forward to in particular with your next hot, because you're going to have a hot wife experience in about 3 weeks. So what are you looking forward to in particular?
Well, I have a couple of things to say. Sorry, I know we don't talk about things in advance. So Marco usually finds a hot wife experience for me on SDC. I don't know how many of you are on SDC, but it's our little swinger. It's not little, it's huge. Our swingers dating website. Yep. I say little because it feels very personal to me, but it's SDC. And if you want the free link, that is on our website.
We
as
do
well.
Have a link on our website
you
for a free sign up. So you can experience SDC for the first time and actually see what swingers look like and what they do and the parties and stuff like that.
Yes. And Marco and I do host actually two also free chat forums twice a month on hump day.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to join us for that too. Before
every second hump day we do a 1-hour educational seminar on hot wifing, swinging, and anything to do with the lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's and so we connect with most of you on SEC. Yeah. And we absolutely love it's the best forum in the whole world. If you haven't tried it, it doesn't matter where you are. We've met friends.
It's an easy way to communicate with
we
us.
We have a lot of followers from the Netherlands.
Okay, so let's go back to what are you looking forward to in your next hotel hot wife hookup?
So you've been on SDC and recently you told me that you picked a very young, good looking guy that is in the army.
I did.
So he's
with 24 abs. He doesn't have a 6-pack or an 8-pack. He has a body pack.
So yeah. And if I remember right, 24 was the magic number because I also believe that was his age.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's so, right. Well, you know, what's so interesting is when they say they're 24, they're really 22. Because if they were 24, they would have said, I'm 26. Because guys like to be a little older. And you only really pad it by 2 years. So it's really a 22-year-old you're having sex with.
So it used to totally baffle me that young men would want to...
Girls go down in age. Boys go up in age.
Yeah, it baffles me why they would want to do this. But the more I'm out there playing, the more I'm realizing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. I get it. We do make a good match. I like them. And a lot of them like me and it works. So what am I looking forward to is I'm looking forward to licking him like a piece of candy.
like his entire body or
yes,
any particular parts of his body.
No, because this time I'm going to go and enjoy myself. And you said there's no time restraints. So,
there's no time restraints.
So, you know, we evolved to a time. Sometimes we used to have time restraints. We used to have both of us.
Yeah. Actually, we had a lot of restraints. Now we've kind of opened. You know, this is interesting. So, number one, we have a new thing where we have to at least play 20 minutes before sexual intercourse can happen because Angel Renee loves to sit on guys too quick or have them put a condom on too fast. So now we're at least going 20 minutes before she's allowed to do that. But this is really interesting. Like, and I know I've listened to podcasts over the years that have talked about this. When you start out in swinging or in an open relationship or the lifestyle, and we don't actually have an open relationship, we're swingers, which is very different to an open relationship. But anyway, in this genre of life that we're in, people, when they first start, it's no kissing, no holding hands, no public displays of affection, condoms only, and must be couples, or must be, you have all these list of rules. Which is the way you should be getting into it.
It's probably a good idea.
But, because it's, you know, it allows you to have a comfort level. But the longer you're in it, and the more you do it, the more rules you drop.
You know what else just occurred to me? I think when you do first get into it and you each get to set your own little sets of rules, I think it shows mutual respect for saying, sure, no problem, I'll follow. So if you said, listen, I do not want you to kiss anybody, and I said, why not? I mean, we would all both be saying, yeah, maybe this.
Do you remember the very first couple that we actually played with? They said no kissing.
Yes, I do.
Which was so funny because I had my finger in her vagina.
And they were so pretty.
Was sucking on her titty, and the husband said, no kissing. And I'm like, what? It's like, okay. I'm having a really intimate moment with his fiance. And you're saying no kissing, but I had my finger inside her vagina.
Yeah. Now, are you going to have to edit this to actually be able to put it on take off the restriction now?
No, because some of them need to still have the restriction.
And this is probably going to be one
of
them. Okay. Yeah, no, you had your finger everywhere. I had my hands everywhere, but you were right. They said no kissing, which is so weird because I'm a very...
Well, you're a kisser. I'm a kisser.
Person.
I love to kiss.
So definitely not.
I mean, it's the first thing I go to do.
It's just natural. I feel like it's... If you like someone, you're going in.
You're going in.
I don't know. But...
No kissing. Anyway, but that
which
is
okay too,
that's
right,
a very common rule for the very first few interactions.
Which is maybe
couples in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Whether they're married, coupled, or just dating, or just going on an event. Because I get it. Some couples like to leave something for themselves afterwards that's just for them, and they feel like that they own. And for some couples, it's kissing.
Okay. I can understand that.
But then, you know, but the longer you're in it, you're like, okay, I just had sex with you. So surely kissing should be a little less, it shouldn't be high on the agenda compared to sex. Perhaps no sex, but kissing would be a better way to go.
Yeah. Well, so we have two rules right now. I know what they are. We haven't really discussed them.
Well,
I'm curious, do you know what our two rules are? I think you do.
So it's no PDA.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So it's three.
I guess we have three.
Remember, because I had to tell you and this other guy off in Miami to stop making out with each other in the public, in the elevator.
Beautiful moment that I know we shouldn't have.
I had a guy, I said, guys, no PDA, please. There's a camera right here recording us. Let's everybody calm down. We're going to be in the room in 5 minutes. Anyway, so go ahead.
Right. So, but this is.
So tell me what they
this
are.
This is what I was thinking. You did say no PDA a moment ago, but yet we do go to parties and PDA all over the place.
Well, there's PDA with other swingers around. It's not PDA in a public forum where we have potential business people around us and watching us.
Yes. No. I get. Yes. Of course. Okay. So our two rules are that we stay together, play together.
Stay together, play together.
Play together
actually, that's been our
time.
Motto since the day we started dating is play together, stay together.
So one of us, this is us, you guys. This is not everybody.
Yeah.
We understand this. But we don't, one of us is not going to sleep in the hotel room while the other one goes back out to the party.
Yeah.
That's one rule. And the other rule.
And she always tells me to go do that. And I'm like,
oh my
why
God,
am
you
I
know what, you
that?
Guys, because I'm a big fat baby. I like to go to bed.
She goes to bed early, so I go with her. And then she's like, oh, just go down and play on your own. And I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I know. Well, actually, that's only when I feel bad or you make me feel bad and I don't want you to miss the party.
Yeah.
But the truth is, even if we, one of us says it at the last second, we know in our hearts that it's not.
The other person's not going.
Yeah, we just know it. It's,
I got it.
It's like a tattoo on our
heart. So play together, stay together. No playing alone when the other one goes back to the hotel room. We go back together and we stay together and we just call it a night.
Yeah.
So.
And the other rule, the second rule, is if someone needs a moment or needs to take
five minutes.
And says, I need to take five.
Everybody takes five.
Everyone takes five. And after that five, if they need the rest of the night off, then they need the rest of the night off.
Now, that happens sometimes, especially when you're in the throes of some pretty intense sexual experiences.
Yes.
Sometimes you might be like, oh, have I gone too far? How's the other person feeling? How am I feeling? I'm not quite sure. And everyone just, and as soon as somebody says, I just need five, you're allowed to take five, and everyone needs to just stop for a moment and take a breath.
And you know what
have
I
a
would
glass
say?
Of water.
If I'm going to be honest with you, myself, and everyone else, 50% of the time when I say I need five, I only need 5 minutes. But the other 50% of the time when I say I need five, after I've taken five, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's okay. And it's okay to need more than five, or it's okay to need 2 minutes and be like, oh, what was I thinking? I panicked, but I'm ready to go back.
Yeah. No, I...
Yeah.
So tell us what your rules are. I'd love to know, actually. And
what
was more important is that what I was asking you at the very beginning of this is you have a hot wife date set up coming up soon where you're going to have sex with this new guy who says he's 24, which means he's 22. He has abs from his forehead down to his toes. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to giving him a night that he's never going to forget. I really am, because with all the things I'm doing outside, you know, with the camming and the video chats and all that stuff, I'm really learning that I love, I'm a pleaser, right? I try to please you, I try to please everybody. I love making people feel good and sexy and open, and I can't wait to have fun with him and you.
Well you know the problem is, he's gonna come quick and you're gonna be mad.
And I saw a photo, a mini video this morning I wanted to tell you about on Instagram something.
Yeah.
And the girl, they're simulating it, but whatever. She's simulating getting, like, in the middle of getting pleasure. And her husband's sitting there next to her, fully dressed, just, like, rubbing her arm, and she's, like, touching him and looking at him. And I was like, ooh, I want to give you more of that.
So you're getting pleasure whilst looking at me.
But I want you to be close to me. I know you always say you're going to sit on the couch. I want you to be right next to me.
Like stroking your hair or something.
Yes, while
someone's going down on you and making you feel good.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what else are you looking forward to?
I think that's enough.
That's enough? So
I'm looking forward to my pizza after.
Yeah, well, we do gift ourselves with pizza after a play session with couples or singles. So the other day we were doing this movie, and it was the Hot Wife Life movie 2. And we had to do part of it in a hotel lobby and a hotel parking lot. And this is so funny. So we chose Sunday morning, thinking Sunday morning. No one's ever out on a Sunday morning, right? Sunday mornings are always quiet. Angel Renee's in lingerie, a fur coat, high heels, makeup, the whole business. Looking like a superstar. Actually, I might just cut in about 5 seconds of it just right after this.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
you should. Even do like the driving scene.
Actually, so I'm going to actually add about 4 minutes right after this section of the beginning of the movie. You guys can watch it. It's about 4 to 5 minutes. You're going to love it. It's a video, so those people that are watching us on YouTube get to watch it. If you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or iHeartRadio, unfortunately, you're just going to hear...
But they can buy it. They can go to many videos.
You can hear the action, but you won't be able to see it. So anyway, so we decided on Sunday morning would be the best time for us to use the video shots and get all the captions. So we pulled up to this hotel Sunday morning, 8 o'clock or 8:30.
Oh.
It was... There were people everywhere.
Yes, it was early.
Everywhere. I mean, we pulled the car up. There were cars pulling in and out. People walking past. And then we went outside the house to get into getting in the car shop with her lingerie and stuff on. And every neighbor was walking their dog and going for a bike ride. And then we're going into the lobby of the hotel.
And she bumped into someone that we knew.
So she's walking in to the lobby. And all of a sudden, like, she's lingerie, high heels, looking like a porn star. And someone comes running out the breakfast area. I was like, hey, guys, how you doing? I was like,
want to join us for breakfast?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
We weren't even staying there.
We wasn't even staying at the hotel. So it was literally everybody and their uncle was out to have Sunday breakfast or Sunday walks or walk the dog or whatever. And they all knew us. And it was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, we couldn't have picked a busier day to do a beginning of a porn.
If we picked a Tuesday, I bet you it would be quiet.
Nobody would have been out. So that was a great, actually, I think it's about 30, 35 minutes. It's a production porn, beginning, middle, and end kind of story. Lots of hardcore
stuff. If you
really
want to watch a movie of us, we have them. We can tell you where to find them.
Yeah, actually, if you go to...
It was a great experience.
Send us an email and you can actually go buy our videos and download them to your computer.
How much fun is this at our age we're doing this?
I know. Can you believe it?
I actually can't believe it.
So, I think, what else do we have?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. But, I mean, we had some interviews recently. We had a TV station interview us. We won't talk too much about that, but we don't know where that will land. But that was
we had
cool.
If you're paying $14.99 a month, a direct debit, that TV station just came and did a production interview with us.
Let's see if that goes anywhere. What did we have last week? We were officially doing videos now for SDC as well.
So we're a part of the SDC family. In addition to our every Wednesday, we're now a part of their family of educators. You know, Angel Renee is a qualified coach, sex coach, and relationship coach.
I am.
She is. So we're actually going to be a part of their team, which is really, really exciting. Other than that,
I think
you don't know what the second date is that I'm going to set us up on. You know, you have a hot wife date coming up in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
There is going to be a second date,
it's also going to be a
hotel date. I'm not going to tell you. It's just going to be a surprise. I'm going to take you to the hotel.
As long as it's people we've never met before.
I'm going to take you to the hotel. We're going to do what we do.
Okay.
And you're not going to know what's behind door number 3.
As long as we've never met them and they're brand new. Actually, I saw someone very, very, a very good looking couple recently.
Where?
I'm going to tell you about that on social media.
Send them a message.
I think I did.
Did they reply?
That was like late last night.
Oh, okay. Wow. And the other thing is I'm searching for a new tattoo artist. I've got tattoos all over myself, but I'm having a half body tattoo, which should be a lot of fun. Coming up soon, I'll be able to show it to you, hopefully, before the end of the year.
Yes.
It's going to be a long project.
If there is a tattoo artist, local or tattoo artist,
Southwest Florida,
that would like to travel to, that would like to even potentially be on the podcast.
Okay.
We could show them your work because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so hopefully you watched that little 5-minute segment that we just put on. Now we're going to have the swingersbox.com opening process of deboxing this right after here. So please stay tuned and watch that. But we are Miami Swings, the podcast, and you can reach us at
MiamiSwings.com.
Yep.
MiamiSwings@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
We are on Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast. We are on Facebook, Miami Swings, MarcoBentley.com.
Or AngelRenee.com if you actually want to go purchase porn. So enjoy the unboxing. It was a lot of fun to do it. We just did it before we turned on the camera for this particular podcast. And we will see you again soon. It's Miami Swings out. Bye for now. You gonna say goodbye?
Bye for now.
Wow, I can't believe that we've actually received Swingers Box from swingersbox.com.
That's
This is just going to be amazing. I can't believe the naughtiness we have. Look at how it came in the mail. It just says, thank you for your order. Very unassuming. I like that.
That's so pretty.
Very, very pretty. Look how heavy it is.
It's really heavy.
Isn't it?
It's got weight to it.
So we're going to unbox it.
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to do this. Okay, you go first.
Me? Okay.
Let's have a look.
Let's see what it looks like. Ooh.
Oh,
so
what's
pretty.
This? The Swingers. Oh, swingersbox.com. Be naughty.
Be naughty.
I really love that.
That's cute.
So it came with a little card on the top.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Do you want a truth or do you want a dare?
Truth.
Okay, we're going to do dare. No, okay, I'll do truth. If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as all mine. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
Very sexy, meaty and juicy, baby.
Meaty and juicy. Okay, so let's do dare for me. It says strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window. Well, I did that just before we got on camera. So
we've done that one.
So we've done that one.
I can't wait to go through them all.
So let's open it up. It's nice. It comes with this beautiful tissue paper.
Very clean.
Super. I can't believe how full it is.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. I'm obsessed.
Oh, stockings.
Fishnet stockings.
Fishnet stockings.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I can't even believe that the box was that heavy. That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm wearing these tonight. Oh, and they're thigh-highs. Yay.
Thigh-high stockings. Can I put one on my hand to see how it... Oh, wow. That silk is beautiful. Whoa.
Yeah, so these are really nice, actually.
They are
actually.
Really nice.
Yeah. They're not itchy.
Gosh. No.
Yeah. Okay, so you are
right.
Next.
Okay, so I'm next.
Together.
What do we have here? This looks like a naughty gift. Oh, it's a black and super girly pink tie to go around your eyes.
Yeah, nice.
So for naughty times. Or it could bound your hands together. That would be pretty naughty too.
Oh, yeah, it's satin.
Satin.
It's satin.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so you can...
Let me see. Oh, wow.
Line.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's really, really nice.
That is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Let me put it over here with the... I love the little baggie it came in to protect it. It's very nice,
yes.
Too.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay, you go next. What's next in the box?
Well, so we did two things for me. So let's
swingersbox.com. SWINGERSBOX.com. Oh my gosh. What do I do with this? Do I put a finger in it?
It's a cock ring, baby.
It's a cock ring? What do you do with a cock ring?
Well, I'm going to let you... Gonna
let actually, let me tell you, this is where your cock goes and this is where your balls go. This will keep you hard for hours.
Yeah. And this
so naughty.
Really soft. It feels like suede. Feel it.
It does feel like
it's
suede.
It's really soft. Actually,
it really is quite
soft.
It's
not like an aggressive material at all. And it's very strong.
Wow-wee.
Yeah.
So that's great. So some fun stuff for me. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's cool. So I guess it's your turn again.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Couple of naughty dice here.
So
if I roll the dice, it says, you need to...
It said lick.
Lick my lips.
Below navel. Below navel.
Lick below navel. That's naughty. We're going to put these aside for a moment and perhaps bring them out a little later. Oh my gosh. Okay, you're up.
Oh, here we go.
The unbox... Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine what's in there.
It's going down.
Oh boy. I love unboxing things.
What do we have in here?
Let me see.
Oh my goodness. You want to peek?
Yeah. I wish I hadn't peeked. It's super naughty.
So,
super, super naughty.
This is just a very fun toy. I think we all know what this is.
Oh, I think we know what that is.
Perfect. It's very flexible.
Can I feel? It really is the perfect size.
Yeah,
it's that's crazy cool.
One.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's got veins on it as well. I mean, that really is like the real deal.
Yeah.
And it even has artificial hair.
It's It's getting hot in here.
Wow. Yeah.
It's getting really hot in here.
I can't believe that. That's lovely. I love that.
Yeah, no, okay. This is good.
My turn.
Yes, sir.
So, to be able to use that, do we need these? What are these?
What is that?
Let's have a little look. It says it's 10 condoms.
Condoms.
Condoms. There's 10 condoms. Condoms. There's 10 in that box.
There's 10 in here.
That's crazy. Oh, give them back. We're going to need them later. Put them back in there.
All right, 10 condoms is actually...
10 condoms is a lot of condoms to get in a box.
If you're being naughty with other people...
Oh my gosh, stop it.
10 condoms a month and you need...
Get, actually, 5 a piece, so that means 2 guys, 5 each. That's a lot of action for one night for any girl.
I'm not going to do the math, but I think if you're doing pretty good.
I think so. So you're up next.
My turn?
Yep.
Ooh, I've got to go with the pink. I have to. Can I move this aside?
Yes.
I need to see what this is. This is beautiful. Look at this.
Wow. Can I touch that?
Yeah. Oh, I see. You know what?
The fur is beautiful.
Yes. These.
The fur is written. The leather is
they're
so lovely.
So
this is handcuffs.
Yeah. For
around.
Coming to the bed or in a dungeon.
And then you can handcuff someone around their back and then put these two little clips together and then they can't get out. Mm-hmm. It's like almost like handcuffs with beautiful leather and fur handcuffs.
Oh no, these are nice. You know what I love about this? This is something that one doesn't always purchase on their own and know where to find on their own.
I know. And actually the quality of this is just outstanding. Now you know what this
good.
You know what this one
no,
is?
No, that's this.
Oh, that's that one?
This, yeah.
So that goes around the neck and then look what else you have.
Yeah.
It comes with a beautiful little chain to say, you're mine, come with me, please. How about that? So it has one for the legs, one for the wrists, and one for the neck. This is an incredible BDSM kit.
Yeah.
I can't believe the quality of this fur.
It's so fun. It's BDSM, but it's also very playful and kind of
very,
luxurious.
Very playful. Yeah. I love that.
And me too, actually. I think this is great for a collection.
Wow.
To put in a collection.
And it comes with a whole bunch of beautiful accessories so that you can attach them together.
Yeah.
Now these are the... So how many do we have so far? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a full set, 7.
Yes, 7.
Wow, and there's still more in the box. I can't even believe this.
You guys
and actually, this BDSM set has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces on its own. Okay, let's have a look. What do we have here?
And actually, this is something that... It's so unique and so well thought out to be put in there.
Actually, I can't believe the quality of the leather and the fur is really shocking to me. It's absolutely stunning.
It is nice.
So these are called Dare Cards. And let's have a little look and see what Dare Cards are all about.
I dare you to give me a Dare Card.
Okay, got one. Oh. I dare you to put an ice cube down the front of the nearest man's trousers.
That's
funny.
Although,
I like that.
Pulling the trousers away could be so much
fun. Actually, what a great little tempting game for a bunch of swingers to get them going. Okay, I took out a second one.
I like it.
And you have to do this.
I do.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I dare you to fake an orgasm and get marks out of 10 from all of the participants.
Okay, I'll do this later.
Later?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
golly.
Oh, no, I'll do
gosh,
it for sure.
Darn it.
Actually,
I thought you were going to do it right
keep
now.
Keep that card.
Oh, you want to keep it? I'm putting it back in the box. Okay, so we have one thing left in the box that we're unboxing. And this, I can't even imagine what it is. It looks like a collectible.
So this is something that I would like to see you unbox because I can tell.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
can
I see it?
It's fancy, and I know
it's
you
in
love,
a fancy box.
You love stuff like this.
I love the box. Let's open her up.
Inside.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh,
it's a beautiful glass dildo in a beautiful surround and silk wrap.
It sure
with a
is.
Bow.
Can I open it?
Yep. Get out. Get out. You take
so
it out.
Pretty. Me?
Yes. I cannot believe this came in the box.
This is gorgeous.
This is amazing.
This is really beautiful.
Do you remember that one we bought around about 7 or 8 years ago? It was like $149, and it was one of these, and we still have it.
Yeah.
And this came in the box.
It was over $100, and it was like, it was years and years
ago. Probably about 9 years.
And we paid over $100 for it, for sure. And we still have it.
We still have it. I can't believe that this came.
It's nice, but it's not even like, this one has beautiful color and texture. Like, this is a collectible.
This is a great collectible.
It really is.
I absolutely love it.
And can't you like heat it up and make it cold?
You can either make it cold in the freezer, or you can put it in the microwave and give it some warmth.
Yes.
And this could be a really great play toy, or it can just be one of the collectibles. And I understand that swingersbox.com give you something like this in their boxes every month.
Nice. Every month.
So you can literally have a collectibles drawer of beautiful glass dildos and play toys.
Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah. And
yeah.
I know men, you guys do love
this. For some reason, we love this stuff.
And
I'm not quite sure why.
We want you to be happy.
Wow.
But I would like to say don't close this up completely because I have plans.
Oh, okay.
I have plans with this, and that card later.
So how much fun was that unboxing our swingersbox.com?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was fun. And I can't wait until we get another box this time next month.
Oh, no, I'm...
Can you even imagine what's going to come
actually,
in it?
Actually, it'll be like Christmas every single month.
It's going to be like... I love that. What a great way to say it. Yeah. So swingersbox.com, be naughty. Actually, I have nothing else to say. I hope you enjoy.
It works because already my mind's thinking. Yeah.
Of all the things we're going to do,
This
is a whole month's worth of fun.
Listen, you know, go get hydrated. Baby.
We're probably going to open our next box this time next month. Yes. And we hope you guys join us again to see swingersbox.com's next box for us, which will be box number 2. This was probably one of the best investments we've ever made for our sexy swinger fun. And I can't believe the stuff that was inside it.
Yeah. Swingersbox.com. Yeah.
Check it out, everybody. And come back and see us again soon. We're going to go have some fun. Come with me, baby girl. Let's go.
South Beach self-tan. It's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle. Free of dyes, full of shimmer. Use promo code MiamiSwings for 20% off your entire order. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.